Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, we need some energy. We have to lift up a guy who is running on fumes, even though it doesn't appear to. He's got vitamin C, I see, over the weekend. Elderberry. And he's still losing weight. A little bit too much of that. Come on, Scott Presler. Get a milkshake occasionally. Scott Presler all over Jersey, many times, with drawing big crowds with Jack Cettarelli. Early Vote Action, making his weekly house call. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I am live at the Bucks County Government Services Center in Levitt Town. And let me tell you, just as you had me call in when I was outside of Doylestown for early in-person voting, I'm currently looking at a crowd of people that have been coming steadily voting in person. And I'll tell you, the majority of people, I'd say probably 80-20, 70-30 in support of Fred Herron for sheriff, Jen Shorn for district attorney, and the Republican Party. We're making big moves in lower Bucks County.
Tremendous, Scott. How are you feeling? How are you holding up?
8 days. 8 days and election day, but I am poised to not only win here in Pennsylvania, but to elect Jack Cettarelli as the next governor of the Garden State.
Now, Scott, you, first of all, the Presler thing, I told you right at the beginning, first time I met you, what I admire is not just the style and everything else, it's all there, the energy, but you're an incrementalist. You're constantly talking about every vote for every office counts. So we had on Commonwealth Judge Walford the other day, and yes, it was starred in my mind. The guy was astoundingly good when we had him on the air. How important? I voted by mail this time, Scott, because we're going to be in Italy with a bunch of a huge number of listeners. So we want you on Wednesday after Election Day to break everything down. But Scott, it was your genius on this to make people see, and it comes to Jersey now, and the Trump voter, can we get him to see how important the Jack Cettarelli race is?
Well, I believe in sharing not only data, but anecdotal stories. So one thing that people have been worried about is the Trump voter going to turn out in an off-year election? Is the Trump voter going to translate into 2025? So my team, I was out yesterday and the day before already going to Hudson, Essex, Bergen, Passaic, Morris, Union, and this week I'm going to more of the 21 county in New Jersey. But one of my team members, Raffi, has been knocking on doors of Republicans that did not vote in 2021. And let me tell you, they have emphatically stated that they are voting this year and they are not going to make the mistake of Republicans not voting, 600,000 of them in 2021, and losing the election by 84,000 votes. And so, and even here in Pennsylvania, I just met the wife of a police officer. She's 36 years old. She goes, Scott, I only vote in presidential elections, but I'm here voting. I'm here voting in honor of Charlie, in honor of Trump, in honor of you. And we are turning low propensity voters into annual yearly voters. This kind of work, you cannot mistake it as important as it is. We're turning low propensities into annual voters.
That is it. That is it. Because the presidential race, you can have all the presidents in the world. If a school board says your kid's not going to go to school, we're closing it down. The president's not going to have anything to do with that. Each one of these races where you are, Bucks County, Scott, is the only sane, by my estimation, county in our area. And if we keep it that way with Shorin and Fred Herring, that'll be a big plus.
Yes. Well, Bucks County could quickly devolve into Philadelphia if we don't reelect Fred Herring and Jen Shorin. And we need the two together. You need the sheriff and you need the DA. The sheriff and the DA in order to make sure that we don't have cashless bail. You're not going to have criminals back on the streets within 24 hours. And more importantly, we need county commissioners that are actually going to support our elected officials and not tie their hands, not stop funding. So that means in 2026, we're going to make sure that Bob Harvey never gets anywhere close to Congress. We must defeat him next year. And in 2027, Diane Marsiglia, when I told her after she said that she was going to count misdated and undated ballots in 2024, when it was clear that Donald Trump had won and we were defeating Bob Casey with Dave McCormick, well, we are going to take her seat. She told me, have at it, Diane Marsiglia. We will have your seat.
I'd like to see
your heart peacefully in 2027.
The 2027 calendar, that start on it. That's the biggest. It is for me, too, in an off year, Scott. Passaic County, I feel much better with Alina Hubba really sending in the police, essentially, here, the Department of Justice, to overlook Passaic County. You were on the trail. What do you hear?
Well, let's break it down. Why is Passaic County so important? This is a majority-minority county where a lot of our beautiful Hispanic voters that actually delivered Passaic for Donald Trump for the first time since 1988. That was historic. Trump won majority-minority county, and also with our beautiful Jewish Orthodox community. And so it's clear and evident to me the Democrats don't want election security in Passaic County because they know this is a county that's turning to the right. So God bless the Department of Justice for making sure that all legal and lawful votes, one vote for one legal voter, are going to be counted. This is neither red. This is not blue. This is about the Department of Justice making sure that only legal and lawful voters are counted and that the American people can respect our election system and have credibility in, believe in our election system. So I welcome the Department of Justice for making sure that we have election security in this year's election.
Scott, any numbers this week? You've been so busy barnstorming. Is there any number, any nugget, Bucks, Siri, anything that jumps out at you in registration or anything else?
Well, let's go over the mail-in ballots for a second.
Sure.
So the Democrats have requested 730,000 mail-in ballots statewide, Commonwealth-wide, and Republicans have requested 275,000. Now, it's about half of each have been returned. So clearly, 8 days before Election Day, nine including Election Day, the Democrats have a lot more voters to reach out to in order to get them to do their mail-in ballots, while Republicans have much fewer in order to get our people to return theirs. But since I'm in Bucks County, let's bring it local for a second. In 2023, 50,000 Democrats requested a mail-in ballot. 12,000 Republicans requested a mail-in ballot. This year, 51,000 Democrats have requested a mail-in ballot. So Democrats won up 1,000 votes. Republicans have requested 26,000,
wow,
meaning Republicans have requested 14,000 more mail-in ballots this year than they requested in 2023. And furthermore, just to tie a big, beautiful red bow on this, we had 12,000 Republicans total for 2023. 15,000 Republicans in Bucks County have already returned their mail-in ballot, meaning with 8 days plus Election Day, more Republicans have already returned their mail-in ballot and voted early than all of the voters for Republicans in 2023. That shows me the work that Bucks County Votes is doing, the work that Early Vote Action is doing, the work that Pat Popperick and the Bucks County GOP is doing is making a difference. And that's why we're at this government services center. And let me tell you, it's hopping. We even have a person dressed as an eagle here. Oh, yeah, these are Republicans.
Yeah, I would expect that. Scott, too, great work. Some benefactor came in and you were able to put in what? I think it was double figures more full-time workers for the end game here in Jersey. That's incredible. Where do we go to support you at Early Vote Action?
Thank you. We had a generous donor come in 2 weeks before Election Day, and they said, Scott, if I were able to give you funding for 15 additional staff, would that make a difference? And I said, absolutely. Let me tell you, this race for Jack Chattarelli is tied. This is absolutely tied. And you know what we did? The donor was so generous after I pitched to him that we would really benefit from more staff. We now have 25 plus 14. We have 39 full-time staff knocking on doors, chasing ballots, getting low-propensity Republicans to come out this November across New Jersey's 21 counties. So I'm here in Bucks County. Tomorrow I'm in Blair County in Altoona. Then I go to Hunterdon and Sussex and Warren and Salem and Cape May and Atlantic and Ocean and Monmouth. Let me tell you, we are not stopping. We are not slowing down. 8 days plus Election Day. Oh, and this is very important, Dom. Critical, critical. Hear me out. To everybody that's listening, hear me out. The last day to vote in person or request a mail-in ballot is October 28th. And actually, right. Dom, with your permission, I'd like to come on tomorrow, if I may, just
Absolutely.
For one final pitch tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow is the last day, vote.pa.gov. If you even think for a second that you aren't going to be able to vote in person on Election Day, request your mail-in ballot. If you think for a second you won't be able to go on November 4th, please, I need your vote. And just, I really feel that we're going to have a great year in Virginia, in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, and also Georgia has elections, California has elections. We're fired up, Dom.
Absolutely. Bucks County and Scott Presler, though. That's the all-time best, Scott. You know, there's something in the air out there when you're in Bucks County. Must be Marseglia. So is 2 o'clock tomorrow good for you?
2 o'clock tomorrow. Count on it. Bank it. I will be there.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Scott Presler on a whirlwind there. I didn't know he was going to be at the, that's where I went in Philadelphia. It wasn't as crowded as that. And just cast my ballot. And I mentioned Commonwealth Court, Walford. Don't forget him. He was on the other day. It was great stuff with him. You got the retention out in Bucks County. You have to deal with the pretenders. We want the real thing. We want to have a sane county. Fred Herron, Jen Shorn. Then, of course, Krasner. And if you missed it, I've been tracking this guy all weekend on his Twitter trying to get to him and even contacted his wife, Henry.
Wow.
I'm gonna hunt him down. Dog the bounty hunter. Is coming to Philadelphia if Dugan is elected. He's got his team here on the Greenberg case. Imagine Dog the Bounty Hunter out in front of Larry Krasner's office with a bullhorn. Oh, man. Oh, Krasner comes out, cleans his glasses.
Yeah, he's like, am I seeing this guy correctly?
Yeah, exactly. Dwayne the Bounty Hunter. I've never had him in studio. I've had him on like a dozen times. It is an act that you cannot believe. All right, you heard Scott Presler tomorrow, 2 o'clock with him. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Boy, I might like this. I love the film Back to the Future. You're playing today for a pair of tickets to see Back to the Future, the musical, on November 18th at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia, courtesy of Ensemble Arts Philly. Tickets are on sale at ensembleartsphilly.org. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today on the side question, we are asking for those all-time rooms. And so this was a bit of a tough money melody to flesh out here today. So what I decided on, I was like, huh, you know what? There's a lot of movies that take place in only one room. So that's where I thought I'd go.
Okay.
So I'm going to
sure.
play you a soundtrack from a very famous movie
okay.
that takes place in only one room. I want to know the name of the movie.
I think I might know
here
it.
Here today.
Let's see.
I'll give a little clue about
yes.
this movie. you learn your ABCs in this one.
Oh, it's not what I'm thinking.
You learn
okay.
your ABCs,
yeah.
and I kind of want to leave it at that right
okay.
now. I think if I give any more clues,
sure.
people will start flooding in. So,
okay.
yeah, you learn your ABCs in this movie. I want to know the name of the, or want to know the soundtrack to this movie here.
All right, hit us with that. You're off to see Back to the Future. 855-839-1210. More of your calls coming up. And let's get a winner today and tomorrow on the side question. Tomorrow, most probably, things associated with Italy. You heard Presler. He's out there. Bucks County. Diane, mark that date down. 2027. He's planning that campaign all out. Win or go home. 855-839-1210.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that is exactly right. Let's hear the clue again. And Henry, this involves a film. This is the
theme this
music.
Is the soundtrack to a movie
okay.
that takes place in one room.
Ah.
Want to know the name of the movie?
Okay, is it a bit older? The film.
This movie is from the 90s.
I'm wrong then. Okay, Big John, John in Huntington Valley. All right, John, what's the movie?
Well, not from the 90s. It was 12 Angry Men, directed by Sidney Lumet. No, I know. But I was thought about it.
Yeah,
thank
great
you.
Movie. Yeah, it's not that the one we're looking for here.
That movie has more character actors. Well, you might not recognize them, but if you were of that age, than any that were in some of them, 100 or so things you might recognize.
Right. Yeah.
And the struggle with Lee J. Cobb. Oh my God! And it's the rain. It's all it is in one room. Good guess.
I believe there's some rain in this movie, if I remember correctly.
Jerry and Wilmington. All right, Jerry. What film?
Based on what you just said, I think I'm wrong. I was thinking Dead Poets Society.
No, that's a pretty good one, too. Scott,
they're all over that campus.
Scott in Northeast Philly. What's the room, Scott?
I was going to say Alfred Hitchcock's Rope. That was Jimmy Stewart, but...
No, I was going to say Rear Window. That's that 90s.
Let me give a hint here.
Yes, go ahead.
Put that coffee down. Okay. Coffee is for closers.
Ah, okay. Now, there is rain in that. Yes, definitely. Ken in Sicklerville. Ken, what's the film?
No, I was going to say The Breakfast Club, but I know that's wrong now.
Okay. Should we give any, not the main star, any stars in it?
Well, person who says the line I just said, put that coffee down, coffee is for closers, is a former 1210 WPHT host, actually.
Interesting. Interesting.
Oh, that's interesting.
How about interesting. That? Yeah, interesting. All right, come on. All right, it's got some of the biggest stars. I don't know about one in there. It's not his best work, but a couple of them it is. All right, we'll take that off air and we'll get a winner. 855-839-1210. Come on. Now I can hear that music. That was 90s. Boy, it seemed what it was.
1992.
It was set in the.
Oh, it's set 60s, much. Yeah. An earlier time for sure.
It's favorite film, too. Who did you think was best in that?
Sorry, say that again.
What actor was best in that?
In this one?
The former 1210 host, he was great in that.
I like Ed Harrison a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
He struggles.
Yeah. Jack Lemmon, I thought, was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
The machine.
He's the one who's not getting his coffee.
Yeah. That's Jim in the Northeast. All right, Jim, what's the film?
Glengarry Glen Ross.
Yes, nicely played, Jim. I could go and watch that right now. Even my despicable. Who's worse? Well, he is. She's just ridiculous. But who's worse, Alec Baldwin or the wife? Now that is a couple. The fake Spanish stuff is pretty tough.
They didn't let Hilaria make it to tribute night on Dancing with the Stars because they knew they got tribute to Alec.
Oh, that's right. I would have let it because America loves to watch something they hate, too.
That's true.
Exactly. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. We'll talk with Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Now, Van Drew over the weekend was on CNN making news saying, spoke to the president. They're concerned. They don't want Trump voters, MAGA world, to be kicked off of health care benefits. They're concerned about that. Okay. Also, we'll talk to him about the shutdown, because today the biggest federal workers union said publicly it's time for the shutdown to be over. Now, that really ratchets up the pressure on Democrats. Not saying Republicans don't have their pressures, too, with SNAP now, no more food stamps for the interim here. But this is becoming back to the front page again. Could be solved pretty soon here. All right. Maybe. One other thing. We kind of knew this, but there's actually a study over the weekend. New York Post had an expert lay out the No Kings protest. Inflatable chickens bobbled above a crowd that, according to demographic research, was made up mostly of educated white women in their 40s. When you look at it across the country, I have nicknamed them, of course, even though they don't have one, the PhD moms. And these are the people driving the Democrat Party. You don't see males driving this. It's their female element. And that's who was driving the big No Kings event. Will they do another No Kings around the East Wing and also the food stamp thing? I think they're chomping at the bit to do it. All right, let's go to Joe in South Philly. And Joe's on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Good afternoon,
Dom,
Joe.
Can I give you the side question first?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. In the movie Silence of the Lambs, Hannibal Lecter, homicidal maniac, all he wants is a room with a view. He wants to look out, see a fern, a little bit of water. Now, Bartram Gardens, that'd be perfect for him. That's where he's got to go.
Yeah.
Now, there you go.
Bartram Gardens.
You're going to Sicily.
Yes.
Now, look, when you go, you got to do a couple of things. One, white shirt, black tie, fin, little cap, little vest, Antonio Zoli shotgun. You'd be perfect. Now, let me say this to you, Dom, seriously, in Italian. Tu famiglia, molto bene vacanza. Ciao.
Thank you, Joe, very much. All right, Henry, you know what that means?
What's that?
What he just said?
No, not
at all. How about Sean? He looks like he knows Italian in and out. No?
Ask him if I know Italian?
Yes, yes. No. Very little. Okay. Okay. Got a defective mic there, too. That's still another.
Yeah, that mic. It's hit or miss.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Joe. And, you know, you can keep it. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk a little bit more about Italy. Might be the side, too, as we head off. And, again, the Godfather tour is part of it, even though, you know, I'm not sure I want to go on Godfather 3. I still, you know, I'm taking a stand on that one. And the people on the trip better say two things, gravy and Godfather 2 is the better film. That's it. It's in the contract. They had to sign that to go. It's in my green room disclosures. Definitely. You think Godfather 2 is not the better film?
I think the better movie.
It is more panoramic and hits you in the bigness of that. But Godfather 2 really showed you mob crime and you know what it's about.
Yeah, I like the whole backstory element, and it's juxtaposed with Michael in that current day. It was nice.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so 855-839-1210, you'll get on board. We let off today too. I got to play this one more time, and maybe again tomorrow. Cut 11, Henry. We let off, and our buddy Scott Jennings is in the middle of a national controversy because he's really gone after Mandami because of his comments late on Friday, I guess it was. He went to a place in New York and he said there's only one allowable hatred now. You guessed it, Islamophobia at this late date. And listen to what he said, which turns out to be a lie, as far as we know at this point, about his auntie with 3,000 dead Americans. And Jennings is all over us. Is it the thing that you talk about that your auntie could not wear her hijab on the subway? I don't know they had subways where she was because she wasn't in New York. Here's what he said.
I want to use this moment to speak to the Muslims of New York City. I want to speak to the memory of my aunt. Who stopped taking the subway after September 11th because she did not feel safe in her hijab.
All right. So, again, is that the first? Is that instill? He doesn't care at this point. He's trying to juice up that vote to come out. And a charge against him was not that he'd be cheering another 9/11, but he wouldn't be that disheartened by it. Well, I'm in two minds. He's going to win. New York has lost their mind. He has been a Johnny drumbeat, just telling them affordability is around the corner if you elect me. And you have a lot of people in New York, without a doubt, somewhat in Philadelphia, who can't afford to live in a city, New York particularly. My God, I don't know how much you'd I haven't seen the figure, but to be a middle-class couple in New York with, say, one or two kids, your family income's got to be 150 plus, maybe a lot plus, to be able to live a middle-class lifestile. It's just the way it is.
I don't know. Higher.
Well, you're thinking Manhattan, maybe, in the outer part of it. And Brooklyn seems to be as bad as Manhattan. You think it could reach 200,000?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, that is a real problem. His solution, though, is no fares on buses. Then people won't have to rob. Rent freeze. What's going to happen with that? The repercussions are going to be nuts. Look, New York does not have much of a middle class right now. You have people that are either lower middle class poor or people that are upper middle class and really upper middle class. Are they really going to leave New York? That's always the test. He may be right. Maybe a lot of them will not. But for tax purposes, they'll try to put down their second residence as the residence. There'll be a fight over that. All right. Jeff Van Drew is next, with a lot on the shutdown and him talking with President Trump and where we're going to be next pretty quickly here, and also the race in Jersey. Jeff Andrew next with Dom on Talk Radio 12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, Big Issues, Big Guest. One of our all-time favorites, saw him over the weekend making news on the shutdown, Congressman Jeff Van Drew, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, always good to be with you.
So you have been concerned. Let me set the context as I see it, and you tell me if I'm off a little bit. Democrats now, pressure ratchets up. The big federal, the biggest federal union that I know of says publicly today it's time to end the shutdown. But you're concerned about the medical benefits over the weekend and MAGA people, Trump voters.
I am. So there's a lot to unwrap there. So the first thing, yeah, the AFG has said that we should just go forward with a clean CR in plain English for people that are listening, because not everybody talks this lingo. And I really want to clarify for the folks that are listening. This was a 7-week mini budget that's called a continuing resolution. Now, what was in this continuation? 7 weeks so that we could straighten out health care to some degree, so that we could work on the appropriations bills, so that we could do this to pay our troops, et cetera. We do the things we need to do. The Democrats wouldn't go along with it. Now, is there something in that little mini budget bill that they shouldn't go along with? Well, there's no Trump stuff. There's no Jeff Van Drew, Mike Johnson, U.S. Congress stuff. There's no Republican stuff. I'm almost sad to say it is simply a continuation of the Biden budget for 7 weeks. I mean, they have voted. The Democrats have voted for this time after time after time, a continuing resolution, a continuing budget, so we get our act together. And I'm really trying, honestly, I know I'm a partisan person. I'm conservative. I'm proud to be. I'm a Republican. I'm proud to be. But I'm trying to be nonpartisan in how I say this, just for this particular one issue. They're wrong. I mean, they're really on the wrong side of this. We're doing nothing that, you know, would tell anybody that Republicans want to close government down. They obviously did want to close it down. They want chaos here. They will hurt people because they think that we will get blamed for it as Republicans. And I'm not sure that's entirely true. So they don't care what they do to people. That's one issue.
Right.
The second issue is the health care issue. And here we are again, similar to the Medicaid issue, which we did straighten out. And I had many a conversation with President Trump. I've only had one with him on this. Look, Obamacare is a failure. I get it. I don't like it. As somebody who is a health professional, a dentist that dealt with dental insurance day in, day out for decades, I totally get it. Obamacare, we're literally now having to subsidize the subsidy, and we need to do better. It just doesn't work the right way. It's just too damn expensive for too little received. It's too expensive for everybody. But here's the deal. We can't do that in a week, and quite frankly, we can't do it in a month. So we have to spend this next year straightening this out and coming up with something good to replace it. I'm tired of people saying, yeah, you know, including Republicans, yeah, it doesn't work. It stinks. They're right. But we have nothing to replace it with. So we're just going to let it go. And the private sector will just come up with something on its own. I know a lot of people in the private sector. I have spent the last few weeks talking to a lot of business people, conservatives, Republicans, doctors, mm-hmm. business owners, everybody who are really concerned with this happening, because they're going to small business. Their costs are just going to go up astronomically at the beginning, as soon as we get into the new year. That's not right. It's not what we stand for. And we don't want to be the party that takes people's health care away on the political component as well. It's stupid politics. It's not really morally the right thing to do. I disagree with just letting this go. And I'm hoping that the president steps in and gives folks the courage to do the right thing here and eventually to straighten this out.
Is there some blueprint in your mind, though, of some element of this? What would Jeff Van Drew do, and what is it you tell the president is the secret sauce here? I realize, you know, it takes a lot of minutia in there to make it work. But what's the general principle that you think we should follow?
Well, we've got to tell the insurance companies, hey, they got to come to the table in a real way. I mean, Obamacare just helps to subsidize them even more, gives them even more money. They all rely on it, and that's why they were all supportive of it. They practically wrote it. So we need to do something where, you know what, everybody's taking a haircut here. Dom, you, me, everybody in the real world is taking a haircut in general. You know, we're not making nearly enough to cover the increase in cost of everything, including health care, and it includes the private employers. We need to, for real, bring private employers to the table. We need things like, even with prescriptions, you know, we have something called vertical integration where, you know, CVS owns the pharmacy. It's also the PBM. It's also, you know, it goes up and down vertically. They're controlling everything and making tons of money. And it's Walgreens. It's all of them. We need to do something about that. We need to be able to move across state lines. I believe with health insurance, you should be able to carry your health insurance with you if you've got a good policy from one job to another. We need to, in some way, get private sector common sense involved with the process so it's better. I'm going to tell you, Dom, people talk about all the issues. And I say this, I've consistently said it, as somebody, again, who many years has been a healthcare professional myself, the single hardest issue to straighten out in a palatable way is healthcare, because the socialized medicine doesn't work. Some like to say it does. We are different in America. You can't compare us to Denmark, but right. You want to compare us a little bit to the UK. In the UK, you break a bone, you got to wait for weeks before they can set it. And you know what? Basically, in many other countries where they have socialized medicine, they have concierge medicine for the real, real wealthy. They pay somebody, a doctor, a retainer, and they get wonderful care and wonderful service. And then there's everybody else with the middle class flopped in all together and not being treated decently. So it's not easy, but there are some fundamental ideas. We can do better. But the answer is not, as even some of my colleagues have said, oh, well, when it's not there, the private sector will just make up the difference. I won't say which county it is. I have six counties, but one of the Republican chairmen, he's got a business where he's got a couple hundred people working for him. He said, Jeff, I can't do that. He's the Republican chairman. He's a hard conservative Republican. He said, we got to figure something out. That's my point.
Absolutely. When does this end? I mean, you know, ballpark figures, do you think, with the federal union coming out today with what you're saying, or are we pretty much nobody talking to each other, so it could go on a good bit more?
It could go on a bit more. I'm hoping with the union even saying now, I mean, this is their people. And make no mistake, the union, I'd say probably 90% votes for Democrats.
Right.
So we're starting to hurt. We're hurting SNAP. You know, we're going to have problems again. Thank God Trump figured out a way to pay the military. Again, all that, I'm hoping they do it. But here's the deal. Again, to me, and I know, you know, I have a different viewpoint than some folks. We have the majority in the U.S. Senate. Why the hell did we reject a majority when anything of importance doesn't need a majority? It needs 60 votes. It almost needs a supermajority. That's BS. And I'm tired of it. And for that reason, we can't get so many different things done. It is an excuse not to be able to enact good conservative policies. And guess what? The world has changed. Maybe it was a nice idea to be. They thought it was more deliberative years ago. But you know what's going to happen now, Dom? God forbid the Democrats ever get control. They're not going to abide by the filibuster. I'm telling you right now, you and I will be on the phone talking about it. It's BS. Forget the filibuster. Fetterman is right. Forget about the filibuster. Vote. We got 53 votes or whatever. Get the thing done. Open government up. And let's get some good conservative policies done.
Thanks, Congressman. As always, refreshing and honest. Thank you, Congressman, very much.
I appreciate you too, Dom. Take care.
All right, let's go to Alan in Yardley. I'm not sure that she agrees with this, where Jeff Andrew is. And again, he's a wild card on things like this. Hey, Alan, good afternoon. What do you think?
Hey, Dom, I love Jeff Andrew.
Okay.
I'm always in his camp because I think he's great. My only opinion about this whole Obamacare thing is, let's be honest, it is subsidized health care. It's expanding Medicaid.
Yes.
There is no doubt. So we need to understand that. And I'm going to be driving under a tunnel because I'm driving to go see Scott Pressler in Falls as I'm driving. But here's the deal. So that whole thing about health care, we can cure this whole health care crisis, in my view, if we go back to the fact that healthcare does not need to cover your basic doctor visits. That's where HMO ruined healthcare. That's my whole thing.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you very much. All right, you heard Jeff Andrew, positive signs there, but where he's at as far as, and I think that reflects where Trump is on this stuff. How do they come up with some kind of plan that's going to break the logjam? The pressure's on the Democrats, though, with the federal union saying time to end the shutdown. Does that mean this week? A little hard to say. With the election there, do they wait till after the election? All right. Lightning round is next. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with that all-time room coming on. I mean, I'm still looking at the Washington Post, they had over 10,000, it's approaching 12,000, I think, replies to information on President Trump in the ballroom. Most of it, 99, whatever, is just crazed, other than those that say, oh, they just lost the midterms, meaning Republicans because of this. This is how intense the ballroom thing is with everything else that's going on. But that's a side question. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, that's right. All-time room. Let's go to Joe in Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, what do you have today? Hi.
Hey, Tom. I was with Scott earlier, and you got to see the way he operates. It's not like, you know, sign here, let's get this out of the way. It's respect and patience, and he puts so much time into each individual registration that it's really heartwarming and remarkable the way he does it.
Joe, you can imagine me. It's like I found a unicorn. Our buddy, who was a big-time mixed martial arts fighter up there in Harrogate, says, why don't you come up and meet Scott on a Saturday? And he had a woman from Gladwin walking the streets of Kensington registering voters.
Oh,
what the hell?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How do they get the voting, the polls? Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I just want to make it known, Scott's just not counting jelly beans. he's putting the effort into each individual registration he does. And yep. It's a good thing to watch.
Yep, exactly.
Tom, my side answer was, and I want to send this out to Dan. It was that mythical, magical place that only lasts for about 4, maybe 5 years until you realize what is really going on. And that's Santa's workshop.
That's a great one. Yep, that's a big room. Yep.
4 or 5 years.
Yeah, let's hope 7 or 8, Joe. I'd say 8. Let's set the arrow at 8. Yeah, when we get to Santa season, that's where I usually set the number. Come on. And the kids got to help, too, a little bit on that. Maybe we could push it to 9. All right, Joe in Exton, where it's always like Santa. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon. In 1908, the British author Ian Foster wrote a novel which he titled Room with a View, about an English woman who goes to Florence, Italy as a tourist, where she meets an Italian man who has an apartment directly across the street from the Florence Cathedral. Hence the word view, meaning a perfect view of the massive cathedral together with its octagonal baptismal building.
All right, Joe, I got you. Great way to pick up women. Have a room with a view next to the cathedral in Florence. There's the whole scenario there. Oh, man, he was octagons today.
Expecting Joe to be like, yeah, I stayed in that room.
Yeah, I would have to
Florence.
Go back and think of the top 10 when he said he was a guru. And when he revealed that he was the reception person at the parole office, that was just, in a million years, could you have
yeah,
anything
know,
as
right?
random as that? The Byzantine Empire, of course. Ah, glad he was able to get out today. On Twitter, he said he might not. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I actually changed my answer from Twitter, but in honor of last week being the last week of AOL dial-up, I'm going to go with chat room.
That is very Ooh. Good one. Yes, the chat room is a big, big room. Thank you for that. Zenos in Upper Darby. Zenos, I got to stick to the question today. We'll have time tomorrow when you call in, but what's yours today?
Mine, the side question today, Dom, is the East Room of the White House. According to these liberals and these lunatics, they want the president to have... to honor guests in the barn with a keg party and a barbecue.
Thank you, Seamus. The Earl of Tacony. Hi, Earl. Good Monday. What do you have today?
Well, Dom, I was reluctant to go on the trip to Sicily because the last time my grandfather went there, he got shot. Now, granted, it was 1943 during Operation Husky, and they were shooting everybody that was landing on the beaches.
That's right. Yeah, I don't intend to being shot in Sicily. How dare they?
But my answer to the side question is, in 1982, for the album The Nylon Curtain, Billy Joel wrote a song about a room of our own, where even though we have our differences, you know, we can always find comfort and solace in a room of our own.
Very nice. I don't know how that worked out in the big divorce there, but okay. No one said rear view today, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, I was surprised a bit at
that.
Yeah,
I thought somebody would. That is.
I thought about doing that as the Money Melody.
Yeah, that's what I thought it might be because it was a little bit older what you had. But boy, the Alec Baldwin. Put down that coffee. Bill in Bucks. Oops, what are you doing here? Bill in Bucks. Hey, Bill, what's yours?
Oh, hi there, Dom. Yeah, mine today is a room at the Hotel California, a place where you can check out, but you can never leave.
Very nice. By the way, so I don't forget, I got to talk about this tomorrow. Stephanie Farr, who writes for the Inquirer and doesn't want, I know she's gearing up for no more Rocky statues in Philadelphia. She and I agree on something, Henry. She's writing today about the last night at Pika's restaurant over in Upper Darby. I'm going to talk tomorrow about why in the world would a place like that, I've done events, family stuff there 25 times or so over the years. It flourishes. What are reasons? We'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. Chef Dave in Oakland. Dave, what's yours today, Chef?
Well, I have a protest, Dom, because I wanted to say rear window, but I usually glib.
You can say it. You can say it. No, that's okay. I apologize. I didn't say it up there. Go with rear window then. Tell us why.
No, that's all right. No, I was going to go with The Exorcist.
Yep. Heck of a room. A great deal of it.
Oh,
is
yeah,
just
when
in that
she
room.
Blows lunch in the priest's face. It's awesome.
Take me. All time taking one for a team. That scene, Father Damien, come into me.
One might even call it a hell of a room.
Ah, there we go. All right. Sean, you took all these calls. Who did you like today? Couple contenders?
Oh, gosh. I do really like The Exorcist.
Okay.
And Rear Window's another good one. Oh, okay. God. And I really should listen to more of the Eagles, probably. I only know, like, the hits, but my dad played me Seven Bridges, and
okay.
Whew, that thing knocked me out.
Oh, they're big. Very big, yes.
Let's see. What did I like today? I liked Scott Mount Laurel's answer of the NFL draft room. I liked Richard and Somerville's answer of the war room. I liked David and Lexington's answer of the chat room. And yeah, I'll second Bill and Bucks with the Hotel California.
Mm. I kind of like the chat room today.
Yeah.
I thought it was a
fitting,
very good one.
Yeah, the dawn of all our social media.
Yes.
Today.
Chat room, the winner. We'll put that into the hat. Now, the hat's pretty small tomorrow. It's not a derby. It's a beret or small or half beret tomorrow.
One of those propeller caps.
Yes, that's right. Because tomorrow we'll only have two winners in the hat. And we'll get you that prize for the week. Big show tomorrow. Scott Prezer already in there. A bunch of other people as we continue with the race in New Jersey and everything else in the news, including the East Wing. My God. Follow me on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. And, yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. Italy probably is a side question. I wanted to do Sicily. I'm not sure if there's enough. We'll have a game time call on that one. Maybe an audible. You know, it's a little bit more limited. All right, Richie always next. The latest on what's going on in New Jersey and around the world. Sean, thanks for producing Henry, of course. You had to today, so no excuses. All right.
Of course.
Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.